Hello, it's Adrienne Mayfield here, and I'm here just to share a little word with you. In case you have no idea who I am and you just landed on this, I am Adrienne Mayfield. I'm author of 4 books. My first book is called Connecting with the Burning Bush. That book teaches you how to use the painful experiences of your life to launch your purpose and destiny. The second book that I wrote is called I'm Tired of the Church. Losing religion to find God. That teaches you that having a relationship with God is about fellowship. It's about relationship. It's about knowing Him as your Father, not about being perfect, not about following these rules, these rigid rules and guidelines, but it's about knowing Him as Father and fellowshipping with Him, developing a relationship with the person of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The third book I wrote is called Who's Following You? Strategies to Transform and Grow Your Influence. That book teaches you that influence is not about followers. It's not about likes. Influence is actually about legacy. How will people remember you long after you're gone? What mark are you leaving on the earth that is your indelible stamp on the world that you will not be forgotten? The last book I wrote was published last year. That is a devotional for women called You're Too Full to Be Empty. Lessons for Women Who Are All Tapped Out. That's 20 stories of women. I tell the story in a modern way. I relate it to your life. I have study questions at the end of every chapter. Those are the real treat, guys. If you have a small group study, if you have a best friend, a mom, an auntie, a coworker that you'd like to just kind of dive into something that is worthwhile, that will help you grow and develop as an individual, You're Too Full to Be Empty is that book for you. I also have courses. All of this on my website. The ticker is going across the bottom of my website. I usually do 60 seconds or so of advertisements or commercials just to give people time to realize that I'm on. So I have courses on my website. Those courses I call triage. You know, a triage is an emergency type situation. There's one on healing from a dysfunctional family, healing from the orphan heart, healing from grief, healing. There's one called that divorce does not equal damaged good. And so those are, and also healing from church hurt. So I have 5 courses there. The books are there. I also do trauma coaching. So if you're interested in that, please look at my website, adriennemayfield.com. If you're watching me from YouTube, I'm building my channel, so make sure you click that subscribe button and click the notification bell so that you won't miss a single thing. And I also have a podcast, which is called Beauty for Ashes. I have not posted anything recently because honestly, I hate talking to myself, but there's plenty of content there for you to glean from. So what we're here for tonight is to talk about before you grab the mic. And before you grab the mic is for primarily church people, but it could be for other people, I guess, as well. But I've just noticed this really, really dangerous trend of that everyone, because of social media made everyone a teacher, or at least made everyone think they could be a teacher. Everyone feels like they have something to teach. And in truth, we all have skills. We all have talents that are given to us by God. So there is something that each of us could teach. However, when it comes to teaching the Bible, that's a whole different animal altogether. And so some of the people that are teaching are going to get in trouble because what they're teaching is heresy. It's not the word of God. It's their opinion. It's their beliefs. Some people are teaching certain things. They're deviating from scripture and they're teaching doctrine as if it comes from the Bible because they've created their own belief system to match their lifestyle. People who are not living holy, who are not living like they should live, who aren't following the Bible, then follow these individuals because it makes them feel comfortable in their lifestyle. It makes them feel emboldened to do whatever it is that they're doing because the leaders are doing the same thing. And so I am a teacher in the body of Christ. I teach scripture. I have a natural gift that the Holy Spirit has given me to be able to take scripture and to make it, to present it in such a way that people are able to get it. I can take really difficult concepts in scripture and present it in a way that people are able to understand. He gives me analogies that resonate with people. If you follow me for any length of time, then you probably see that. I'll take something like a plant and God will give me a prophetic word about the plant. And people are like, how do you get all that from the plant? Trust me, it's not me, it's God. But being a teacher is a very serious thing in the body of Christ. And I don't think that many people understand that and taking it as seriously as they should. And so I decided to do this live just to kind of sound a warning and to give people a reminder of how seriously God takes it, because if we are entrusted by God to teach the sheep, to raise up the sheep, and to make sure that the sheep develop and grow in their relationship with him, if we take them off the wrong path, if we steer them, if we take them off the right path, I should say, and we steer them onto the wrong path, God is going to hold us responsible for that. So the first scripture I want to look at, probably just two or three of them, is James 1. So James chapter 1 is the one that I always think about whenever I'm getting ready to teach a lesson, or whenever God instructs me to teach something to, you know, anyone from the Bible. I'm always like, Holy Spirit, help me. I always pray. I always ask him for his instruction, because to be able to handle the word of God in a responsible, mature way that is led and directed by the Holy Spirit is a huge, I don't want to call it burden, but it's a huge burden to bear. It's a huge mantle to carry. And so I take it very seriously. And I was thinking about that because tonight I was asked to teach a Bible study for a church. And so I wanted to make sure that as I prepared for that, that I didn't say anything that God wouldn't have me say, that I didn't present any concept or any ideology or any doctrine that didn't align with scripture. And I'm noticing that a lot of people aren't doing that. People are literally coming on social media and in pulpits, and they're preaching things to you guys that are counter Christ. They're anti-Christ. They're against what Christ has taught. And so you got to be careful out here. One of the scriptures that I'm going to cover is, it talks about that. But in James 1, it says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Well, why is that? James is warning people. And I guess I'm sure it would happen back then, too. All this competition, all of this lobbying and volleying for position. Who's going to preach this Sunday? Who's going to introduce pastor this Sunday? Who's going to do the Bible study? Who's going to pray? All this fighting over microphones in church. Well, if you were to understand the seriousness that God sees and holds with having the mic and having the responsibility of teaching, I think a lot of less people would be grabbing the mic. They'd be sitting down and trying to learn a little more. And so James is telling us that teachers will be held to a stricter judgment, to a higher standard, because we're teaching people. And just based on our instruction, based on our teaching, based on our tutelage, people could literally be led astray. And now they are being led astray. And so that's something you want to keep in mind, even if you believe that you're called to be a teacher or one who teaches. The next scripture says, Titus chapter 2, 7 through 8. It says, in everything, let them set an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. So this is reminding us that it's not just enough to be a good teacher. It's not just enough to be a good preacher. It's not good enough to say, do as I say and not as I do, like some people's parents used to say. If you're one who's called to teach, you're one who's called to lead, and this goes for any capacity, you should be a person of high character, of high morality, a person who is integral and who is very serious and sound in your speech, which means you don't talk idly. You don't present information idly. You understand that words have power. Words have creative power. They have the ability to bring things into being by the words that you speak. And so understanding that you take it seriously, you take the call seriously, you take the people that you're speaking to and talking to seriously. And this goes for any leader, but more so, even more so for those who are teaching and instructing those in the body of Christ. It says, when you do this, when you have integrity and you're an integral person and you're serious when you handle the word and you take it very seriously and you're not callous or idle with it, and you're sound, that you have sound doctrine attached to what you teach, then even people who don't like you, even people who disagree with you, even people who don't really care for you for whatever reason, because, you know, sometimes people don't like you just because they just don't like you. They really don't have a reason. If you ask them why, it's like, I don't know, I just don't like that person. But this is what he's saying. If, as long as you walk in integrity and you walk in soundness and seriousness, and you're able to leverage and use the spirit, use the scripture and teach truth in a way that your character also matches what you're teaching, even people who want to say something bad about you won't be able to have anything bad to say. It won't hold water. All right, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy 2:15. This says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who rightly divides the word of truth. Now, this is to all of us, right? Because we all need to read the Bible. We all need to study. We don't need to rely on just teachers in the body of Christ, pastors in the body of Christ, preachers, to come and tell us what thus says the Lord and what God says. We should be able to sit down and read scripture and be diligent in our study of the scripture so that we'll know what the Bible says. How will you discern a false teacher if you don't know what the Bible says? If you don't know what God has said, how will you know if you hear a word, even if it's a word of prophecy, how will you know if it aligns with something that God would say? You have to read the Bible for yourself. So that's what 2 Timothy 2:15 is about. You won't need to be ashamed. You won't need to be embarrassed. You won't need to be like cowered down if you meet someone who practices another religion and they start asking you questions. You'll be armed with the truth to be able to answer. There's another scripture that says, always be ready to give an answer for your belief. So that's the problem a lot of times with believers, is that we don't really read the Bible, so we don't really know what we believe or why we believe, and it comes very, very easy for us to be deceived. Okay, next scripture is 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 6. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own consciences seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from food which God intended to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. So we're going to focus primarily on the front part of those scriptures, 1 through 2, which says, in latter times, some will depart from the faith and give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. There's a lot of that going on. You see people who were once strong, powerful, anointed men and women of God who just all of a sudden, quote unquote, picking up these strange doctrines, picking up these things that are contrary to scripture, picking up these cultural beliefs, antichrist spirits, and they depart the faith. They leave the faith. They come on their Twitter feed, or they come on Facebook or their Instagram and they say, I'm no longer following Christ. I'm no longer a Christian. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Or they come out and say something's changed with their family or their sexuality or they're having an affair. I mean, there's all these different things. And these are people that people have followed that were pastoring them. And then they get pulled into these doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils, and they start departing from the truth of scripture. And they switch and do a bait and switch. And so you got to be really, really careful about that, because that we're being warned. He's warning Timothy here. He's warning him that in the last days, which we are definitely in, this is going to happen. People that you trusted, people that you relied on, people that you listened to, people that were well respected, they're going to make a departure from the Bible. And again, you have to have read it to know if and when that departure happens. All right, the last set of scriptures is Ephesians 4:11-16. It talks about the structural foundation that Christ gave for the church. It says Christ gave himself apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip his people for the works of service, that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So he's teaching here that the foundational structure of Christ's church is the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher. And each of them has a unique operation of grace and gifting to be able to build up believers so that they are equipped in scripture, that they know and understand scripture, they are able to go out and utilize what they've learned in the marketplace, in the world, to grow the kingdom of God. It says, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, by cunning and craftiness of the people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So as each of these parts are working together, they are training and building the body. The body is training and building each other, and we're growing the kingdom of God. People are equipped. People are knowledgeable. They're built up in the things of the Spirit. They're built up in the Word of God. And then they won't be turned away or tossed to and fro, like it says, by every wind of doctrine. So these are just some scriptures I wanted to share because, again, I'm seeing more and more people falling away from the truth and inerrancy of scripture, which means that scripture is unrefuted, it's true, and it's becoming dangerous out here. So you need to be wise. You need to be discerning. You need to read your Bible. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And if you are one who is called to teach and equip the body, keep your life pure, walk in integrity, and stay close to God. Don't just study the Bible to preach. Don't just study the Bible to teach. Study the Bible to know God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for your reminder tonight that your gifts are without repentance, but that we are to use our gifts to bring glory to you. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're our teacher, you're our trainer, you're our coach. Continue to grow us up in the fear and admonition of God. Continue to remind us that if we are called to do a work for you, then we should do it with excellence. We should do it with all our might. Help us grow in godly character, in wisdom, and in revelation. May we desire above all to know you, Father, to know you that is our heart's desire. So we bless everyone who is watching, those who will watch on the replay, and we thank you for your commitment to finish the good work that you've begun in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and click the notification if you're following on YouTube, and to check out my website, adrianmayfield.com, if you're interested in any of the resources. God bless you.